Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that is Wednesday, the 3rd of October. The podcast's a day late, but sorry, I was in fucking... I just wasn't in the house, bro, you know? So that becomes a problem when you have to sit down and record a podcast. Let me plug some gigs up front here. We got a fucking tour happening, the Transblender Tour. Here's where it kicks off. It kicks off in London. By the way, all the tickets for this will be available in the description of wherever the fuck you're listening to this. But we kick off in London at the Museum of Comedy. As soon as I announced that, it sold about more than half the tickets. So I don't know how many are even left. So get on that. It's a small gig. It's less. It's like 80 people or something in the Museum of Comedy in London. We have that. Straight after that, we have the 18th, which is Glasgow. Blackfriars played that last year with Aaron McCann. If you know anyone in Glasgow, if you're in Glasgow, get yourself a ticket. I haven't checked the tickets yet. I'm scared. I might be pleasantly surprised. I might be more scared, but I'll get on and check that. And then straight after that, we've got Derry. Anyone that's been asking me, are you playing fucking the Playhouse or are you playing whatever? I'm actually going to play the Nerve Centre just because I like it better. You know, I know it's a gig venue. I like places that are probably mainly for music. It's got more of a punk rock feel, you know. Seen a lot of good gigs in there. So I'm going to do the Nerve Centre, and a lot of people were asking me, why are you not doing the Oktoberfest? And I'm like, I just can't do that anymore because it fucking kills you physically. You know, you have to go up in front of about fucking 300 people and like talk shit very loudly because everyone's basically in party mode. And they look like they're listening, but you're like, you're like screaming at them. And I don't want to lose my voice in the middle of a goddamn tour. So let's go to the Nerve Centre, guys, and have a real fucking party. All right. Straight off that, 26th, 27th of October in the Limelight. 27th is sold out. 26th, still tickets available. It's my birthday party time. Okay. So that's going to be sweet as fuck. 26th, 27th, again, tickets are below. And then we've got the likes of Manchester, I think, is confirmed. It's going to be on the 25th of November. And Liverpool, I think we're still trying to confirm with. So, there you go, guys. All over the shop. Still trying to work on a Dublin gig. Went down with Shane the other week to watch the international gig that he did in the international. But I'm not sure if I'm keen on that. There's no microphone. I just didn't like it. Do you know what I mean? I like a wee bit more fucking... you would think it would be the opposite way around. You'd think, like, you know, Shane would enjoy a bit more showbiz. You know, a bit more of a setup, and I would enjoy the grungy gigs. But, you know, get a fucking microphone. You know what I'm saying? Get a microphone. Let's play this motherfucker. Also, if you want to support this podcast, you can do it through patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. And the reason we do that is because we're nearly at the point now where we'll get ourselves a new camcorder that just records straight. And probably one of those camcorders with two angles on it. And then we'll get ourselves some new mics, and we'll just step up the quality. We'll get new mics that allow us to be a bit more portable. So you can't really take... This is more of a fucking sit at a desk with an acoustic guitar, like, suck my dick. But I'm going to get some nice mics that if I want to just go out and do something, you can just hold the mic even, or in a very simple stand. We've got things like... Well, I was in talks with world-famous big wave surfer, Al Menny, about going up and speaking to him about, you know, scary things like surfing big waves, and talk about his book, which is all about trying to stay calm when you're under immense, imminent death pressure. So things like that, you know, just go up, do it on the beach, go paddleboarding. That's what I'm trying to do. We're trying to take this podcast to the point where I can just go and speak to people, and you'll hear chats with interesting folk in crystal clear 4K. That's what we're trying to get with the Patreon, guys. It's all going back in just so that we can get you some good regular podcasts getting squirted out. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, here's the intro, and then we'll talk about some serious McGregor shit. You know.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. There we go. I watched this video a minute ago and it gave me the absolute shits. It's one of these how McGregor exposed the Khabib Nurmagomedov conspiracy. And if you watch the press conference with McGregor, Khabib, he was saying all these names to him like, oh, you took money off fucking Magomedov and all this here shit. And it is creepy as shit when you start to watch
exactly
it.
Exactly what Conor was talking about.
Because I'm just trying to get to the parts where he talks about these people.
He owns a fucking grain company. At
one time, one of the first guys he mentions. UFC,
but this Magomedov guy doesn't just invest in these massive companies. Magomedov is invested in Russian politics and closely tied to Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev.
So basically, it's been done for years where, like, you know, that's why you see fucking Vladimir Putin hanging around with, like, Steven Seagal or, like, fucking... You know, Floyd Mayweather ends up hanging about with some Russian fucking psycho who's got tigers as pets and shit. Because that's what they do. They're so rich. That, like, fucking Mayweather's walking around like, I'm rich as fuck. And these guys are like, I pay you $100 million. You come stay at my house, eat dinner, I take photo, and you pet my cat. And then I maybe kill you, maybe not. But you definitely do it, yes. Mm-hmm. And they just do it. It's like a political move to be like, let me sort of... be associated with these people who are fucking super rich and successful, and especially Khabib, because he is sort of Russian-ish, Dagestani, whatever. But it's so dodge, because they've got this guy who's
people
like a fucking...
his job. Namely, oil tycoon and President Putin's right-hand man, Igor Sechin. Sechin wants to ruin Medvedev's reputation by attacking his biggest supporter's credibility.
Anyway, this is getting in some real deep Russian shit here. Because they're all corrupt as fuck. And all of these guys look like they've been cast in a movie, by the way. Top Putin critic found guilty of embezzlement, barring him from 2008. I mean, that's all they do. They just shit on each other, don't they? They just fucking sully each other's names. Now, then the second guy that they bring up, who's like a manager or something, McGregor's like, fucking, what's his name here? Did I get his name?
Murder. Don't worry, I'll explain where this is going. Just sit tight. Next, we have this man. Ali Abdelaziz. This dude is one of the slimiest worms in the entire fight business. You hear what Conor says right here?
Ali.
He calls him a terrorist. Why, you ask? Well, because he fucking is. Ali Abdelaziz is a former member of American Islamic Jihadist group called Muslims of America, a cell of the larger Islamic extremist group Jamaat al-Fukra.
Al-Fukra? Fukra me in the ass. This cunt literally was in some sort of fucking jihadi organization. And now he manages like about 30 fighters in the UFC.
Organization with operations in the United States that predate 9/11.
Also, the name Muslim Scouts of America. It's gay, bro.
By more than 20 years.
Who grows direct?
Death to the West and then fuck me in a tent.
Responsible for more than 3,000 terrorist attacks and assassinations worldwide, including an attempted car bombing in Toronto in 1991. And this Ali guy, who manages a number of MMA fighters, including Khabib, Rafael Dos Anjos, and Fabricio Verdum, he was a member of this terrorist organization. And in the early 2000s, he turned into an FBI informant until he was suspected of still working for his jihadi network. And at some point, he met Magomedov, who introduced him to Khabib and a whole slew of other Russian MMA fighters.
2012,
so dodge. And then this guy goes on to say, like, you know, because he just knows all these Russians and he has the backing of them all. He's like, yeah, all, you know, like, this guy would have a one of his fighters fight another guy, and the other guy's fighting for like it's a, say it's like an unknown fight, well not unknown, like what do they say, like one FC or something. The guy that he'd be fighting would be getting like $7,000 to turn up and fight. Excuse me, and then like another seven if he won, and then your guy Al-Aziz or whatever the fuck his name is, he would be getting like his fighter would be getting like $40,000, no questions asked. Hilarious.
Tape where he told me he only had three fighters that he manned.
Now, I think we got enough to say that Ali and Magomedov are bad dudes with dangerous connections to dangerous people. Speaking of bad dudes, there's still one more person we...
This last guy is a fucking mentalist.
We haven't looked at. We know who found Khabib and funded his training. We know who markets Khabib and gets him fights. We don't know why these guys have focused so strongly on getting Khabib into the spotlight. See, it can't be for money. One dude is a billionaire and on the board of the Hyperloop. The other dude has made millions by scamming organizations into overpaying for underwhelming fighters.
He was working as a...
Khabib. Well, that's when our third name comes into play. And this dude is worse than Magomedov and Ali combined.
The head of the Chechen Republic, Ramzan Kadyrov.
He was once accused of... Ramzan Kadyrov, right? Beating a prisoner with a...
Double handle before executing him. Kadyrov. This dude's human rights record is fucked. He's been accused of torture, kidnapping, murder, and in 2017 he was accused of starting a prison for gays in an attempt to kill every gay in Chechnya.
What a guy! What a guy. And then there's like an interview with this guy here.
Abduction and torture of gay men in the Republic. Mr. President, do you want to say about that?
Also, what president of a country? They're like, I believe you're going to kidnap all the fucking gays and kill them. The guy's wearing like a fucking goddamn Reebok hoodie. He looks dressed like me right now. He's like, I know what I fucking want. Kill faggots. Huh?
What the?
He goes, why did he come here? What's the point of this question?
Это ерунда.
Oh my god, the psycho face. And he goes, why does he come here? Why does he talk in this? Why does he ask me these questions? They're pointless. And then his face, he goes, this is nonsense. Like his face just went, nonsense. Eat your anus. No.
He has death squads. In 2006, when a former commander in his army called him a medieval tyrant, Kadyrov sent 50 policemen to kill him. In 2009, he had his former bodyguard.
What is it about everybody who is some sort of... My nose is itchy as fuck for some reason. Who is like everybody who's like a dictator? They always shout like this, you know, like I'm going to shout the thing with my hand like this. Hitler, everybody, giving it all that shit. Maniac cunt.
Are killed in Vienna for cooperating with the New York Times. He's also been accused of overlooking the rapes, tortures, kidnapping, murders committed by his paramilitary forces. Shit, if I tried to outline every single thing this guy's been...
And there's footage... There's footage of him... I mean, he is fucking built like a shithouse.
Dictator. And Khabib is pals with him. The two are training together. Laughing. But why? What would these three men...
Now, when he's like, all put his arm around Khabib, Khabib's got his head down like, I'm sorry.
But with a mountain-dwelling MMA fighter, well, for Ali...
But then it goes on to show you, like, Putin hanging around with Fedor Emelianenko. I think that's what they do. They just attach themselves to a popular person and be like, there we go, I am very influential and I do nice things. And I'm Italian. There he is. There's fucking Mayweather with the Tigers.
Boy, to his fucking Snapchat. His...
And then you got Seagal. Wow. Oh. See, now I need to find this clip here.
Going down, okay? He knows the dance.
There's a clip of Steven Seagal dancing. I just love when you're like, I'm a martial artist. I'm very dangerous. I'm very, very dangerous. And fat as fuck, and couldn't fight longer than about 20 seconds, probably. Fat as shit. Steven Seagal. You know? Once I get out of this seat, I'm gonna snap your fucking arm off. Fat cunt.
What? What?
If I had a black belt in Aikido, I wouldn't tell anybody. Here, Colin, you have a black belt, don't you? No? No. Oh, you do? You have a black belt in Aikido? Oh, no. I was a child. It doesn't matter. Awesome. Anyway,
his own public image.
back home, kid.
Oh, that's scary. God.
Is that what Connor is talking about when he says this?
Pull out, and then you know what's going to happen to you back home, kid.
Is that what Khabib?
Oh, he's like, you pull out of this fight, you're not the fucking gold, the wee blue eye of the fucking Russian family anymore. And they'll just be like, Khabib went to, he committed suicide. And you're like, he committed suicide? There's 9 bullet holes in his head.
Well, what can you do, Russia, you know? Hit the Russia.
He slip and fall and bang, 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 bang. And what can I do? It is nonsense. It is nonsense. Okay.
What's talking about when he says this?
In between all that, you have to give up.
Now let's think about it. Khabib's just a guy from the mountains who grew up doing combat.
If you put it in that context, that's scary as shit. If they're like, listen, you need to continue winning or else you know what happens if you come back to Russia, or we just ditch you and no one gives a shit about you anymore. So then Khabib's fighting.
Between all that, you have to give up.
So he's beating the shit out of some guy. He's like, you have to give up. I must fight for the title. You deserve this. I deserve this. Michael Johnson, it is.
Now let's think about it. Khabib's just a guy from the
So he's just beating the bollocks out of that guy, going, you have to let me win.
You and your team.
Oh, there's an ad for Monday.com. But yeah, that's fucking scary as shit, isn't it? When you think about that. Anyway, but what is it about Russians? They love being hard, don't they? They're just like, when I today finish, you know, I do judo in the morning and then I polish my guns and then I ride a horse and then I stab a bear and then, you know, maybe I don't have sex with women. It is homosexual. It is very homosexual. Let me see if I can paste that in there. Such a fucking hell. We're all about the videos these days, aren't we? We got so much shit. I'll chat more about what I got up to this week. Not much, to be honest with you. Got drank a lot at the weekend. I went to see Begley's band play, and it was amazing. Put up a few Snapchats of them singing "Stairway to Heaven," and every cunt was like, "Where is this? Who are these people?" They're in a band called The Third Wheel. They play all over the place. And they just do a bunch of covers. And it was a very fun, casual night because they just fucking try anything. You're like, oh, what's that? And they'll just kick off into something. And they're all good enough musicians where they just fucking mess about. They're like, oh, can you play Love Machine by Thing? I know. Fucking bang, 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 bang. And he's like, yeah, I can't play it. And then Begley's fucking looking up notes on his phone trying to sing the fucking lyrics and all. It's crazy. But yeah, see in the midst of this fucking trying to lose weight shit with Dave Elliott, it's, you just realise that a night of drinking is just fucking fucks you up so much. And like, especially the amount of shit, because you sort of, it takes a lot of discipline to, you know, like, go like, listen, I'm going to have a few drinks, and then I'm going to fucking make up for it tomorrow by eating healthy, because that's not what you want to do. You wake up and you go, I'm going to eat a bunch of shit here, and I feel like such a bag of shit that I don't even care. You know, you're like, I'm doing this challenge or whatever, don't give a fuck, I'm just going to keep fucking, just keep eating. And you realise, like, see, no wonder people put on weight when they're fucking students or at uni or, you know, whatever. Because it's like, how many times a week would you go on the piss? Fucking 2 or 3? Sometimes more. And you're just in that circle of, because, you know, like, you realise if you're trying to eat clean, how much extra shit you eat just on that, you know, like, eat and drink. You're like, oh, I'm going to drink pints, then I feel like shit, and then I'm going to eat crap tomorrow. Unless you have the fucking iron will. But, you know, that's what happens to people. You know, they're students and all, and they're like, oh, I'm going to go out in the piss, eat a bunch of shit, sit around, do this, whatever, whatever. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm 4 stone heavier. Yeah, no shit. I did it. I've done it probably for about fucking 15 years. But yeah, the drinking, it's rough. I'll probably not drink this week because I've got a bunch of gigs. I've got Lavery's and I'm actually doing the Devonish. I forgot to mention that at the start. I'm doing the Devonish in West Belfast. Paddy McDonald, Paddy Raff, Kieran Bartlett are on as well. That'll be an experience. That's on the night of the McGregor fight, so I can go do that gig and then come home, swoop into the house, open a fucking tin of beer at about Lurgan when I'm coming down the fucking motorway, and come in and stay up and watch the fight. That'll be exciting, won't it? But yeah, drinking's fucking bollocks, like. But you can't avoid it. I really do. I really think you have to be... I mean, it's funny when you think about it, because it's like, oh, you can go out and have fun, and you can go out and have fun and not drink. Being in a pub isn't fun. You're only there to drink. I would nearly much rather drink at home. I'd nearly everyone just fucking come around your house and you can play your own tunes and do your own drinking at your own pace. Which is, and by your own pace I mean fucking like a lunatic. But yeah, I don't know, it's unavoidable sometimes. You know, like when everybody you know is going out for pints and you're like, well, I'm not, what am I going to do, stay here? And be like, nah, I mean, that's probably what you would do if you had any sort of willpower, is be like, I'll see you in a couple of hours and I'll just not drink. But then it's just way more fun, but it's terrible. I might switch it up. I might start drinking like, you see, I tried this before when I was like, maybe if I lay off beer. Sometimes you get yourself in a fucking rhythm of like, I can drink a certain amount of beer. I know how much beer I can drink. I know how it feels when you drink a lot of beer. I remember one night I was like, I'm going to drink fucking vodka sodas. And everyone was just having casual like Friday night drinks. And I was like, ah, yeah, I'll have vodka sodas. And then you're just like, dug, 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 dug. What's the measurement for these? Fill it with crushed ice. Put soda in it. Put a lime in it. And then you have fucking one of them. And you're like, oh my God, I'm fucking smashed. And then you do that thing with spirits where you just like get in the rhythm of, it's so easy to drink. You're like, bang, bang, bang. And then next minute you're like, ah, okay, these casual drinks has turned into like, there's like, fucking very little of that bottle of vodka left, and I've had like five drinks, you know, because you're just fucking glugging them into like a pint glass or something. And then I woke up the next day absolutely poisoned. I was like, oh, I hate vodka, it's fucking bullshit. But yeah, so it's like, what the fuck do you drink? I like whiskey, but again, it's too easy to drink, you know. I don't want to sit there with just a little shot of whiskey with like a bit of ice in it, because I'll just be like, that's a way. You don't want to drink, you don't want to mix it, because then you're drinking like 15 fucking Cokes or whatever the fuck, or ginger ales a night. I don't know, it's a strange world. It's shite. I don't know, there's just something in fucking Irish people where they're like, must drink for enable to have fun. And must drink to have the fun. Russians are the same, probably. I mean, we go to our local Tesco's, there's a lot of Eastern European folk in the area, and they go fucking hardcore at the weekend, you know what I mean? They're like, I did my work week and today I drink. And the guy's just got like a fucking, he's got like a basket that has like 4 liters of vodka in it and a packet of fucking sausages, and that's it. That is me sorted for the weekend, lad, getting absolutely chinned. And then I get the block to eat the raw sausage. If you go on the Tom the Bear Manny's page, Instagram or whatever, he was at some fucking farmer's fucking fair, and there was some old boy just with a packet of fucking sausages, just like, I'm just eating the sausages, bro. I mean, the thing is, he's eating an old packet of fuck, I don't know what they would be, like, what make a sausage, like Denny's or something, Richmond, or is that one? Like fucking pink raw sausages. And apparently, the Flan Dutchman there, Frank, was like, oh yeah, when we were away on holiday, these lads were freaking out at the fact that he'd bought some local sausages and they were kind of like grey instead of pink. And I was like, well, when you really think about it, pork meat isn't pink, really. If you grind it up, mix it with a bunch of shit, it's not pink. And especially these sausages, but they were like half cured or something, they might have been cooked. It would be like grey, it wouldn't be pink. Unless you were making a ham sausage, it wouldn't be pink, like. And people are freaking out, oh my god, that's the colour of the actual meat. Ugh, diet highlighter pink for me. You end up eating these goddamn pink sausages. Pure trash, like. Pure shit. That's what we talk about at the Jenner Bonnet Podcast. We get serious about sausages. I watched The Bodyguard last week. Jesus fucking Christ. I cannot watch anything Maureen puts on. Oh, come on, watch Ozark. I did watch Ozark Series 1, actually. But, you know, oh, let's put on fucking whatever bullshit series is, like, the big thing at the minute. And she puts it on, and I'm just like, nope, can't do it. And just end up leaving. I'm like, I can't get... Every time I watch something, it has to be, I have to like it very quickly or else I go, I'm like wasting my time. You know, like, you know, because I would have a lot of things to do day to day. You know, we got admin, we got fucking podcasts, we got merch to pack, we got a whole pile of shit to do. But sometimes I'll be like, you know, I'll try and get it. She loves it. She can binge watch, but I'll watch stuff and just be like, no, I'm not going to sit and watch this shit. So, put that bodyguard on, and I don't think I've ever been glued to something like where I was actually like, yep, another one, go. It's 2 a.m. Put another one on and just sit there like fucking yes. Fucking incredible. And like it's PTSD. Like, I know that's what they're trying to address, is like post-traumatic stress disorder. I remember I've talked about this before. I remember they were listening, or they were talking about that, they were like PTSD, and they're like, they shouldn't call it a disorder because it's not a disorder. That's what should happen when you're exposed to fucking trauma. You should have post-traumatic stress. It's not a disorder. It's actually perfectly natural. And do you know what I mean? Like, you can have very, I would have like, and this is in no way the same, but it's similar, and it's definitely a type of PTSD. Like, if you ever injure yourself really badly, like I blew my knee out playing rugby once, and the fucking pain was horrific. It felt like someone just shot your knee out, and you're like, ah! You don't even know where the pain is. It's just like the whole fucking middle of your leg feels like it's on fire. And then I fucked it up again, and it was trashed. Like, it was just so much pain. If I'm watching a fucking jiu-jitsu match or something on YouTube and a guy's in a fucking heel hook or something, I'm like, oh God, I can't watch. And that's a very low level of like PTSD, where it's like you've experienced a thing, and if a thing triggers you or reminds you of it, you get like very uncomfortable and you're like, I can't watch that. Like, it would be a fucking, if you made a highlight reel of people fucking snapping arms and knees in jiu-jitsu matches, I would be like, I can't fucking even watch that shit. Or injury, you know, when people watch those like gym feels where people like fucking go to squat and then the thing just slams down their head and they break their fucking neck. I can't watch any of that shit just because it makes me like, ah! And that's only at that level. So fuck knows what would happen if you sing like, and it happens to everybody, and it doesn't necessarily have to be war based, you know, you could see horrendous shit and it fucks your life up and turns into a psycho. But anyway, aside from that, the storyline in this fucking thing is amazing. And similar to that McGregor thing, it's just politicians being corrupt as a motherfucker. But I'm not spoiling it for you, but there's an episode where there's a sniper trying to kill the person he's trying to protect, this bodyguard guy. And it is tense as fuck, bro. Jesus Christ! I was glued to it. And I was talking to Shane yesterday, and he goes, he's like, yeah, I've seen the last episode of it. And I was like, normally that would ruin a series for you, but I was like, watch the rest of it, because it's fucking incredible. Met up with Shane yesterday to film some stuff, and got home, realized the microphone, I had the Rode video mic thing, which are notoriously wank. And I think the battery went dead in it, on the transmitter side of it. So the bit that's on the camera died. So it was cutting out the signal between the mic pack and the So we filmed this funny video that we were going to do, this parody thing. And it's basically like, you're delivering a bunch of lines like, oh yeah, bloody blah. And it just goes quiet and you're like, ah. So our options now are dub it. I can reshoot my bits because I have the gear and the green screen. But we might have to dub his bits, which is hilarious. Yeah, I met up with him yesterday in Hollywood. I, you know, there's a lot of chat about Hollywood. Let me tell you what Hollywood is. The town of Hollywood. Cramped. And there's not enough spaces. And it's annoying. I fucking pulled up in the street. This guy just stops, puts on his reverse lights. And I'm like, huh? He reverses a bit. The guy obviously at the side of the road, who's parallel parked, he pulls out. But because he's reversed, I've reversed, right, into a space where basically the cars coming on the opposite direction had to stop because this guy has to go basically round a delivery van. But now I've reversed into this space because this guy's in front of me. And the fucking taxi driver's like, oh, like this, out the thing. And I'm like, look at this fucking car in front of me, you stupid cunt. Taxi driver's like, as if I would just reverse and be like, hey, what's up? I'm just chilling. Which is exactly what the guy in front of me did because he was trying to get this car parking space because they're like goddamn gold dust in Hollywood. You guys, I'm like, open your fucking eyes, you bald cunt. And I love calling people bald and I have no hair. Isn't that great? I love making fun of fat people and I'm a fat cunt. It's great. You know? It's brilliant. I'd be like, look at this bald fucking idiot. And I'm sitting there with zero hair. But yeah, Hollywood's too small and we'll have to park in a car park. And so there you go. But yeah, I went for a wee bit of date and then filmed that video, which I was very excited about. And it's going to turn into real work. It's going to be real fucking hard to finish this bastard thing. You know, went for a coffee. Met Paddy Wallace was in there, former Ireland and Ulster player. No Shane, chatting away. But yeah, that was fucking it. That bodyguard thing is incredible. Check it out. And I know there's a lot of good TV out there, but there's a lot of shit I watch and I'm just like, can't get into it. Whereas this was tense as fuck. And you know what I like? A 6-part series. See, when something is like, oh yeah, there's 24 episodes per season and there's 8 seasons, I'm a bit like, I can't fucking get on board with this shit. It's too much. It's too much to get into. What else? I've been watching The Island with Bear Grylls. Caught up on that. Watched about fucking 4 episodes of that shit. That is fucking frustrating to watch. That's almost as frustrating to watch as that other shit. Just all these fucking idiots. That a guy from... Oh my god. That a guy from... Towie? Is it? The only way is Essex. Pete something? He's all tattooed. He kind of looks like a fucking half good looking girl, but he's got a beard. And this cunt's Mr. Action Man running around catching fish and all this here shit. And he's like, yeah, I'm a pescatarian. He's a pescatarian, so he eats fish. Right? And they're all starving to death, all these fucking people. And they're all, you know, like James Cracknell's there. They're all these big, there's a few big guys. Anthony Agogo, is that his name? Big athletes walking around starving, trying to eat bits of coconut, catching the odd fish. And then this fucking pig just wanders on to the goddamn camp. And, you know, all these big dudes, all these athletes are like, yeah, let's eat the shit out of this. And it's weird because there's mixed reactions. The old pescatarian dude is like, oh yeah, we can't eat this pig, by the way. I've already named it. It's called Colin. And yeah, they're like, yeah, we can't eat this. The Muslim girl's like, I can't even have a pig anywhere near me. They're hoven and disgusting. And even though I wipe my finger with, or with my asshole on my finger. But, so, basically this fucking pig knocks about for a while and these guys are still eating goddamn coconuts and fucking limpets and shit like that. And, you know, like James Cracknell, he's like fucking about to keel over. He's like, I need some meat. They have the vote, are we going to eat this or not? And the guy's like, as a pescatarian, I can't really be responsible or be anywhere near the death of this animal if I could have prevented it and all this here shit. And starts crying like a fucking bitch. Which is so selfish, you know what I mean? Why would you sit there and be like, because of my morals, I'm going to deny fucking food to all you guys? See if I was a real island, I'd have stabbed that cunt to death. I'd have went, can't have him anymore. And that's the thing, because you know it is a TV show. It's like, you know, ultimately you know you're safe. Ultimately you know if you want to get off, you can just phone someone and they come pick you up. If you were actually in a survival mode and someone's like, oh, Marley, I can't kill this pig, I'd be like, shut your fucking face or I'm going to eat you. And they'd be like, oh, well, I don't know about that. And I'd be go, this is where real old school hierarchy happens. You know? I'll fucking gorilla fuck you and slit your throat. We're eating the pig. Oh, but I've given a name. We're eating Colin then. We're eating Colin the pig. And which is the name of my new show. So yeah, they end up tying the fucking thing up. Like, oh, it's around the camp. The Muslim girl's like, it's literally pissing around here. I can't deal with that. So they tie it up somewhere and they hear all this screaming and whatever. And they go over and the guy's tied the pig up and it's tried to escape and it strangled itself and died. It fucking strangled itself. You fucking asshole. Instead of just walking up and just... Well, actually, that's probably not the worst way it could go, to be honest. It probably just passed out very slowly. But it's like, you fucking stupid cunt. You're like, oh yeah, can't eat it. It keeps hanging around people because there's scraps of food. So they take it away and tie it up and it hangs itself, basically. And then he feels terrible and he starts crying. And then they're like, well, listen, the pig's dead. What do? Do we waste it? Did it die in vain? Or do we use the meat to feed the fucking camp? The guy's like, I just can't be, I feel like I killed that by accident and that means I would be responsible for its death. So they tie it to fucking wood and give it a burial, like a burial at sea, and push it out into the water. Oh, you fucking retard. You fucking idiot. Like, and they're just gonna... Oh, by the way, fucking Mr. Towie, guess what's happening to it in the sea? It's getting eaten by a different thing. So what have you achieved there, you fucking dickhead? Everyone else is dying of hunger. Here's what I'd have done. I'd have went, Pete Wicks, what's up? Is that his name, Pete Wicks? Am I getting that right? It's not Joe Wicks, that's the other dude. Is it Pete Wicks or Paul Wick? What is it? Yeah. Yeah, okay, Pete Wicks. I'd have went... Oh, yeah, there he is with his dogs, and he's a Humane Society, Mr. Pescatarian. Also, guys, see when you're in a photo, don't stand like you're walking towards the camera. That must be a thing now. People are like, you know, it's like a dynamic pose. You gotta look like you're fucking... And he's standing... Now, he's not walking anywhere because there's a wall behind him, but he's taking one step forward like, I'm walking forward. Guys, like... See, if you're a guy and you're pouting in a photo, just fucking... You know? Dry your hair in the bath. Just... That's... Yeah, like he's get one foot forward like he's walking, but there's a wall right behind him. You cock. What a fucking dildo. Yeah, bro, I'm hot. I'm a model. You're not... Like, you're interesting looking because you're covered in tattoos, but you're not a model, you know? You can't just be like, I'm wearing Gucci and do a pout and be like, I'm a model. You're not. You're probably like 5 foot fucking six. Here's what I'd have done. I'd have went, Pete Wicks, Muslim lady, other vegetarians, and slowly just cut a bit of that pig and be like, And I might even have a hard on just for the crack. It's against my religion. Oh, I couldn't be responsible for the death of the thing. Yeah. Just as I'm slicing bits of ham and eating it and be like, okay, I'll be responsible for your death if you don't shut your fucking mouth. And they're pushing this thing into the sea and your man Anthony Agogo or whatever is like, it's a pig. It's a pig that's already dead. People are fucking out of their minds, like. And it's like, you know, people who fucking... Oh, I think I like dogs more than I like people. Well, then you're a fucking psychopath. You should like people more than you like dogs. Dogs are amazing. Now, I've seen a photo there. Patrick Swayze, son. Let me get a look at this cunt. Patrick said Patrick Swayze's son is the spitting image of him. Nye. Don Swayze? Or no, that can't be his... That's not his son. Hold on. There was a thing popped up there and it's like, oh, you won't believe, you know, this is Patrick Swayze's lookalike, who's his son. Who's... I'm very confused. Who's Don Swayze? Hey, Patrick Swayze. I'm Don. Well, that's obviously his brother. Yeah, he looks like him. But he looks like a shitter version. In another photo there, they were trying to be like, that's his son. And you're like, there's no way his son looks older than him and worse. For fuck's sake. Swayze. Not a bad looking guy back in the day. I mean, there's Patrick Swayze's secret love child.
Is that his? It says there. And the guy's got a jaw that you could fucking make a horseshoe on. Anyway, let me play some fucking videos real quick here, because these made me laugh, and then we can maybe do some questions. First of all, this is a belter from our girl. Well, of course, there's going to be an ad.
People fall in love just like straight people.
They do, that's right.
Don't you think they should have the right to express their love for their partners, just in the way you have the right to express your love by getting married?
They do have the right to express their love. Nobody's talking about anybody not being able to love another person. Of
course, no, to get married, to get married.
Well, of course, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Most people in Northern Ireland disagree with you.
Could well be the case.
This is going to happen, equal marriage, and history judges all of this. Well, don't you think you should go down the history as somebody who confronted your own party and said, let gay people have the right to get married and share their love just as I do?
I think, Owen, the important thing is, as a politician, you have to have principles. And if you believe in something, I think you should be allowed to articulate
that. Is
that
a principle?
View.
Not for gay people to get married?
No, no,
what a principle
no, if
to
you,
go
if, if you have a belief, I think you should be allowed to have a belief. Otherwise, we would live in a very intolerant world, wouldn't we?
What the fuck are you talking about? Look at her fucking face. She's like hitting the beamer. Like, it'd be very intolerant if I didn't have principles.
Do you not like what you just said? Is intolerant? You fucking dickhead.
Love just like straight people.
They do. That's right.
Don't you think they should have the right to express their love for their partners, just in the way you have the right to express your love by getting married?
They do have the right to express their love. Nobody's talking about anybody not being able to love another person. Of
no, to get
can.
Married. To get married.
Well, of course, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Sometimes it doesn't matter what you believe. Do you know what I'm saying?
Most people in Northern Ireland disagree with you.
Could well be the case.
This is going to happen.
Like, you could go like, I believe that, you know, smoking cannabis ruins your life, therefore it should be banned for everyone. And you're like, yeah, but there's a kid over here who's having like 50 fits a day, who if you give him a wee drop of this oil doesn't have those fits and hopefully won't fucking choke on his tongue and die. If I didn't have principles, the world would be crazy. What film is that? What fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme film is that? Where he's in a fight and he just fucking shoves like a KFC chicken bone into someone's neck. What's that film called? They're in a fucking or is it Steven Seagal? It's one of those films. It might be both. Where they're in a they're in like a fucking basketball stadium and there's something going on. And the guy just fucking shoves a fucking KFC bone in their neck. That's how I'd like to do to her. Come and get us threats, Arlene. No, don't really. I don't really give a shit about her. For sure, step down. No one just disappear off the face of the earth.
Equal marriage, and history judges all of this. Well, don't you think you should go down the history as somebody who confronted...
As a politician, it's not about getting on the side of the people. It's about taking what I believe and jamming it in your asshole. It's idea rape is what it is. Open your mouth and take what I believe right in the tonsils.
Cock. Your own party and said, let gay people have the right to get...
Oh, here's what they should do. Ban marriages. And if you want to get like some sort of civil partnership, that's all you're allowed to do. Because it's all a pile of wank anyway. From a guy who just got married a few months ago.
Married and share their love just as I do.
I think, Owen, the important thing is, as a politician, you have to have principles. And
that also drives me nuts with politicians. I think as a politician, you have to have principles. And if you sway from them at all, even though they're absolutely fucking medieval, if you sway away from them at all, you're viewed as weak. So, no matter what I actually think, I will continue to say that marriage between, you know, people of the same sex is ridiculous and illegal. So that this fucking army of fucking beige-wearing, rich tea-eating Presbyterians will vote for me. Even though the vast majority of people will be like, well, yeah, of course you can get fucking same-sex married. Why would you not just be no matter what you've done in your whole fucking career, you know what I mean? all the fucking boiler shit, all the stealing money, they're just consistently being a cunt the whole time. If you walked in and just went, yeah, I'm going to make same-sex marriage legal, you would be a fucking hero, even though you're a useless cunt. That's all you have to do is be like, yeah, you can do that legally now. And everyone would be like, go on, Arlene! You know, and they'd have fucking t-shirts, Arlene Foster's face with a pride flag behind it and all that shit. Instead, she's like, no, there's no way I could go into church on a Sunday, which smells like fucking roast beef farts, and pretend that I'm religious, and learn about forgiveness in the Lord, but then also be an intolerant fucking cunt. And they would be spitting out their fucking worthers in this church to be bad-mouthing me. They'd be like, Jesus, Arlene's, give the go-ahead to all those people for them to get legally married. Jesus Christ, may the Lord strike down upon them. Just give up. What do you even do? It's just ridiculous, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Oh. It's, I don't know. I would love to just be that guy and be like, Arlene, are you mental? You know, and just hold the mic. Hey, Arlene, are you out of your fucking mind or what's crack? Eh? I bet you if you went, Arlene, do you know if you get, oh my God. See if they were like, oh yeah, there's a same-sex marriage tax that you pay, which is, you know, twice what you pay if you're straight. She'd be like, there's money in it. 100%. I love the queers. Fucking I'll hatchet bake. That's enough of her. But check out this wee glue bag here. This is also very, very good. And oh my God, what did I do there? No.
My personal belief is you're not born gay. It's personal choice. I think it's a lifestyle choice that people choose to be.
I'm going to quote a line from Glee.
This guy's fabulous. But also, you know, people are like, you know, it's a stereotype that gay men are a bit more stylish. Not this guy.
That was
his trousers are pulled up much too high.
I didn't choose to wake up and be called a fag. I didn't choose the abuse. I didn't choose.
I know, fine. But I'm saying it's a lifestyle choice that you chose. You chose to be gay.
I recall the Tuesday morning I woke up and went, you know what? I'm gonna love a boy. No, that doesn't happen.
I am firmly sure we are born straight and there's no.
I am firmly sure. Because I'm 16. And from fucking Kalabagi.
Come by this realization.
That is what I was brought up to believe. And
I firmly believe that you're born straight and you choose to be gay. Why? I was brought up to believe that you're born straight and you choose to be gay. Because my dad told me. Hilarious.
Believe that firmly, and that is my opinion. And I don't hate anyone for their opinion. They can be gay. That it's a free speech, free country.
That's free speech.
Do you not feel that in this generation, as growing up, as increasingly open and everything as we are, do you not feel that that has had any impact on your beliefs?
Yeah.
No, I believe that people can be gay. People can be.
There's certain accents where you're like, you know, no one's gonna be like, "How's it going? I work with Elon Musk developing the Hyperloop underneath fucking." underneath LA, and I'm working on that, and we're working on a bit of fucking splitting molecules here at the old Hadron Collider and whatnot. No one talk. If you went into the dentist and he was like, let's get a look at your fucking teeth today before I take them out, you'd be like, I'm gonna fucking dig them out with a spanner at home, rather than let you do it, you fucking retard. I believe that you're gay, and you're born, see when you're a baby, you're born straight. When you're in your nappy there, what you're actually thinking is, if you're a wee boy, you're like, I love sucking these tits. I've got a wee boner here and I can't wait. I'm looking, checking out all these other women, like, let me suck your tits. No, I'm straight as fuck. We were seeing Maureen's Friends Baby yesterday, And you're like, oh yeah, it's funny because people keep thinking she's a boy because it's a wee girl. And you're like, it's a baby. Who gives a fuck yet? No one cares now. It's a baby. It's just your baby. Do you know what I mean?
Straight, whatever they want to be. And I'm happy with that and I support their opinion.
I love all these guys like waiting to ask a question with their hands up.
It doesn't change my opinion.
We all need to look at it at the bigger picture.
You need to look at those glasses, bro.
You don't choose. Matter of fact, there is no day where you wake up and go, "This is it. This is my choice." You choose to come out. Mm-hmm. You choose to reveal yourself, to open up to other people, but you don't choose your sexuality. It is it's a big fluid ocean. Mm-hmm. You don't go, one day I'm this, one day I'm that.
Now, some people do, because the term fluid is actually introduced into sexuality a lot of times. Gender fluid.
If you want to come to a top table debate night.
And of course, it's Nolan. Here's the thing. You do choose to be gay. You choose to be straight. Even when I'm straight. Do I choose to be straight still? Yeah. Hey, Colin, do you like fucking hot chicks and fat titties? Yeah. Do you want to choose to keep doing that? Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Thanks. You sure can't tempt you in with a cock? No. Not after seeing mine. I'm good. You know, do you choose to be gay? Yeah. Because I've been gay. Hey, sir, can I get you to fucking get a wee look at this fanny over here? No. I choose to still be gay.
I firmly believe that when you're a wee girl and you're just born, your wee girls are like, I love cock. I firmly believe that. You're born straight. And then you grow up and you go, here's what I like. The things that I have in my mouth.
That guy's voice, what a fucking... I mean, that's... sometimes... I feel sorry for people like that because I don't know what age he is, but he might well be like 16. I don't know.
It's a lifestyle choice that
people
choose to be.
I'm gonna quote a line from Glee.
Look at that guy. I'm gonna quote a line from Glee. Everyone's annoying in this video.
And it was I didn't choose to wake up and be called a fag. I didn't choose.
That is what I was brought up to believe.
Sometimes that's the scariest fucking quote in the world, isn't it?
That is what I was brought up to believe.
Just as he's standing over a pool of fucking blood. That's what I was brought up to believe. He's not that far off that fucking sling blade guy.
And then I walk up and I fucking hit him upside the head with a sling blade. Got in there, took his head off.
there needs to be a phrase for what I am, which is, I do not give a fuck about anybody. Will I slag them off? Like, see, I actually, someone like that is so fucking thick. That what I was going to say is, I feel sorry, because if he's about 16... You know, and they knew this was a fucking, quite an inflammatory statement. They've put that out there, and this guy's 16, and he probably, you know, I think you still have to be careful with people like that, because if you showed him that clip when he's 30, he might go, oh my God, I'm fucking so embarrassed. Because he might not have been to university yet, and as soon as you go to university, you kind of mix with so many people. Everything you thought before, you don't really give a shit, usually. So I feel a bit sorry for the guy right there, because they've just kind of thrown him under the bus, even though he has some ridiculous... Oh, great. Each time we are tempted to commit sin, we choose whether or not to give in to it. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Brilliant, Harry. You put your point across. Feel sad for the others in their belief. Oh, Harry's the gay dude there. Harry, you're brilliant. Well, you know, Harry, you're a bit over the fucking... You're a bit OTT, look. 10 out of 10 respect for using a Glee quote. Hey, not for me, bro. This young lad was voicing his valid opinion, even if your feelings are more deep-rooted than a short-lived growing pain. Realize you can choose not to act on any desires. But why not? Oh, you think you're gay? Just choose not to act on it. What fucking horrific advice is that? Hey, imagine doing a talk at some fucking, like, Presbyterian church somewhere. If you're thinking of being gay, just remember, you don't always have to act on it. You can always just... I mean, that's why most people are priests. Because they were like, well, I think you may be the priest of the family, because I'm scared to tell the rest of the family that I love a mouthful of cock. Unbelievable.
I believe that firmly, and that is my...
I believe that you choose to be gay. I don't hate you, but I just choose to think...
What does that say? Yeah, someone else wrote there, I was brought up to believe, enough said. Yeah, that's a it is a terrifying fucking statement, really.
I was brought up to believe this.
By my dad, who is a cool guy. Gross. I'll pull up some questions and we'll get all up in the questions. In the motherfucking questions. Let me see. So I watch you from afar have their own socks? Are you shitting me? Bro. I want my own socks. They are so fucking badass. Oh, they're so badass. And so I watch you from afar have their own socks. Fucking hell. They just never stop, do they? Great stuff. Great stuff, guys. Right, let's hit these questions, motherfucker.
That's my choice to fucking...
What a cock. Discuss McGregor versus Khabib. Well, here's what's going to happen. I think they're either both going to be very fucking... You know when these fights have like so much riding on them that they're like shite? You know, they just fucking stand off each other and they're like, round one, no punches thrown. I think it may be one of those fights. Or McGregor just fucking keeps his distance, stay composed, and every time Khabib moves, he just hits him, knocks him out. Would be great. Or the worst case scenario, Khabib gets him down and just... But here's the thing. If McGregor's jiu-jitsu is good enough and he can survive, every round starts on the feet. So hopefully, every time he gets the fucking bell, ding, ding, and he stands back up, it's like, well, we're back to square one now, Khabib. So, ding, here we go, we're punching. I'm hoping McGregor's boxing is so fucking elite that it's just dangerous for Khabib to go near him. Coke Salbaba? What the fuck is that? Oh, discuss his videos. Someone's like, discuss Coke Salbaba's videos. It's basically, if I had to describe it, what about ads for yogurts when people eat? Also, don't tell me that yogurt's not called fadge. There was a clip of my sister's wedding morning and she wanted me to film in the house because she didn't want a videographer there, so I filmed in the morning. And there was one bit of slow, it was shot at like 50 frames per second or something. I slowed it, or 60, slowed it to half the speed. And she's running around, she's like, if any of you girls are hungry, like talking to her bridesmaids, if anyone's hungry, she goes, we've got some of that nice fudge in the fridge, right? Even though it's supposed to be pronounced fire. And she's like, if any of you girls are hungry, I've got some of the nice fudge in the fridge. And I was pissing myself while I was editing it. Nice fudge in the fridge. So basically this cunt, if I describe him. I think everyone's starting arguments with this guy so that he'll fight them. He's got some sort of... He might have that like primordial dwarfism. He's like a wee tiny guy from somewhere. And he just gets in fights with everybody. What am I watching here? I don't know. There's just fucking. What am I? I don't know what I'm watching here. This is people doing shit with this wee tiny guy. Most of the videos I've seen are, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah, it's just him cracking up at people. Basically, and these videos are 10 minutes long. Eat my asshole. That was from Fintan Curran, or I think. Don't say that shit. Talk about getting an audience when you're starting off, mate. I don't know. I think if it's just funny, it'll get seen, like. I don't fucking know, but it's, I'll tell you one thing, it's a never-ending process. It's like, you can never be like, oh, that's me, you know, oh, I did the fucking whatever, Ulster Hall, that's me sorted now for, I'm gonna sneeze. It's a fucking non-stop uphill battle. It's brutal, which is why I like to put a lot of energy into podcasting, because plenty of people have very successful podcasts. No one knows what a podcast is in Northern Ireland yet, so although mine does, you know, very well, relatively speaking, it's not as big as, you know, some people, like, the likes of Blind Boy will just seal in there and be like, oh, I do a podcast now, and it gets 300,000 listens, do you know? Whereas mine's probably got, like, nearly a million after, like, whatever fucking amount of years I've been doing it. So I think it's, if someone with a profile starts a podcast, it's a very easy way to make money. But that's what I would like to do, is just stay in that fucking podcast realm, because the gigging thing is like, you don't want to be doing it forever. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to have to be. I've seen what happens to other comedians where they just do comedy, and they're all of a sudden they're like 50 something, but they're kind of doing the same shit you're doing, and you're still at the mercy of somebody else giving you a gig. You know, you're still getting on the circuit. And people are like, oh, do you want a gig here? And you're like, yeah. And you're still asking people for gigs, even though you're like a fucking grown man. So it's, I think it's all about getting an audience and then trying to do it in a way that's like fucking sustainable. That's not going to, you're not going to be fucking still a performing monkey when you're like 50. But that's Matthew Morgan. Yeah, I would just fucking, don't think about the audience just yet. You know what I mean? My neck is fucked. Figure out what it is you like doing, and then refine it, make it high quality, make it good. GeForce 85, how's the baby making coming along? Yeah, I don't know if there's any deliberate baby making, but we're definitely practicing. Just a couple more wee things to do before we get absolutely burdened with a child. Have you the Manchester show sorted? Yes. It's on the 25th of November. The tickets, you'll know all about them when they're on sale. Are you and Maureen attending Slaves in the Limelight? No, we'll be in LA. Will you be doing a winter range? I fancy a hoodie. Yes, I will be doing hoodies and hats, God willing. Gordon Allen, why is it that when you get... I must tell you about Aaron, actually. What is it that you get to a certain age, then your sexual thoughts become totally fucked up? I'm 39 next week. All this to look forward to, eh, Colin? Why do I randomly want to stick my tongue in her dot? Why have I got feelings like I'm 14 year again? When I see ladies' underwear section at a home shopping catalogue, I just want to be able to switch this shit off every now and then, goddammit. Well, there we go. That's our boy Gordon there. He's clearly a psychopath. Because that's what you do. It's like the Patrice O'Neill joke. My horniness has turned into creepiness the older I get. You know, really basic things give you a fucking boner. But that's it. I mean, that's what being a man is. And people are like, oh, man, toxic masculinity, and he's a fucking pig and all this here shit. You're like, it's in there. That's just the way it is. You know, it's your genetic. Now, obviously, you're able to fucking stuff it down over the years through evolution. But that's the way men are. You know, if you're just, I mean, it's like, if the testosterone is what makes you aggressive and fucking, you know, horny and all that shit, you're constantly making it. It doesn't go away. You have to be like chemically castrated, like a fucking pedophile, for it just to completely drop away. But then, if you look into the fucking testosterone thing, it's, you know, there's a lot of fucking. I've seen a lot of people where you're like, oh, I'm fucking, I have depression, I suffer from depression, they never fuck up about taking tablets and all that shit. And obviously depression is real, and obviously, like, yeah, some people do need sort of medical intervention. But then you also look at these people and you're like, I don't think, you know, sometimes, especially with men, testosterone has a lot to do with how you fucking feel, you know? And there's a lot of people who have head trauma and head injuries, and their fucking testosterone is depleted, and that affects their depression. They feel depressed because they're like, they have no fucking like man juice in them anymore. And I've seen certain people who are like, oh, I've tried all these fucking, you know, fucking like tablets and whatever. And you're like, I'm just looking at the person going, lift some fucking weights or something. Do you know what I mean? You're just sitting there like, smoking licorice rollies, like, oh, I'm depressed. You're like, do some fucking man shit, which is so fucking, people be like, that's very toxic, but you gotta be doing some primal human man shit so that you fucking balance it out a bit. I'm barely approachable unless I've done a workout, and I don't really do it to be in good shape, clearly, because then I also eat like a fucking Viking. But it's like, you're literally a different person. You're like, if you go fucking lift some weights and blow a bit of fucking steam off, you come out like, hey, how's it going? You know, it literally makes you happier, because you're probably fucking, there is like a bit of a surge of testosterone, I'm sure, when you fucking lift weights and do shit like that. I just fucking feel like I'm struck. Yeah, run up a hill with a fucking brick in your back or something. Do some shit instead of just sitting there drinking a fucking latte crying. Fuck me. And that's not me fucking, you know, having to go with depression, like actual real depression. But there's certain things where you're like, is it, you know, do you feel down because you're just not really doing anything fulfilling? Do some real shit. Feel some shit. Feel, you know what I mean? I'm a big believer in that. Just feel things. Just, you know what I mean? Jump in the sea. Run up a hill. Lift some fucking weights. Be severely out of breath. Think you're going to die at a jiu-jitsu class. Do stand-up. Be shitting yourself at the side of a stage and you have to go on and talk without your voice quivering and your fucking mouth drying up. Don't do all the shit I'm doing, but do some shit. Do you know what I mean? Get that fucking man juice pumping. That's another thing. That fucking, there was a person on that island who was a trans person, and I mean, not a bad effort, because you wouldn't really have known, and had marvellous tits put in place. Is that all women are to you, Colin? But then they were like, oh yeah, because I've had whatever treatments and whatever, I would have less, she goes, I would have less testosterone than a woman would, because women have testosterone to a certain extent too. And she'd be like, if I had, I'd probably have less testosterone than a girl, than a regular girl, so I feel extra weak. So she was annoying as fuck, like, oh, let's go hunting tomorrow, and then we'd get stand up and be like, my legs are sore, I can't do it. And you're like, I don't know, but if that is true, then you're like, well then testosterone does fucking, how did I even get onto this? I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about now. I just wandered down the street into a pile of shit. Hey, Kanye West, where's your new album, you dick? Sitting around here like an asshole. Anyway, let's get out of here. I'm going to play... let me play some songs, right? That Lil Wayne song that came out. What's it called? We'll obviously play the new one. Bro, fucking hilarious. I think this is the song.
Y'all know his name? Hey, yo, Mac, ladies and gentlemen, C5. Oh. Wayne time. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo. Zone, 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 zone. Let me see your shoulders work. I mean, I don't know what y'all came here to do, but if you ain't got a lighter, what the fuck you smoking for?
We hot. What the fuck, though? Damn. Where the love go? Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Pow, get the fuck though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. You're a roughneck. I'm a cutthroat. You're a
Now, that album is fucking deadly, but I think it's just because in the tsunami of shite that's out at the minute, you know, the fucking Migos and Lugga Tugga, just a bunch of hairy bollocks. When you hear someone who can actually rap, you're like, yes, yes.
I've got, that's enough jokes.
That's obviously, that sample is from another song, which is, I think is a Craig Mack or something. Who does that special delivery song? I know there's been a million remixes of that. Let me see. God damn, son. So. Oh, what song is that? Sorry, I'm all over the place here.
I wanna get mine the fast way.
Nope. G Dep special delivery. I don't know who the fucking original is by, but
Yo Mac, I don't even understand.
What's this song?
George.
Okay. Anyway, I think it was Craig Mack special delivery. Anyway, I'll play this song on our fucking outro. Get some tickets to come see me, and we'll fucking lay down some serious fucking dick jokes. We've got them all coming up. We've got London on the. The 12th, Glasgow on the 18th, Derry on the 20th, Limelight on the 26th, 27th. Then we got the Manchester one, it's like fucking 25th of November. They'll all be on sale very soon. If you go to Colin, if you want any of these tickets, colingettis.com, the links will be there. And that's about it. Let's fucking do it. Jennerbander.com/Jennerbander podcast. No, I'm losing my mind. Patreon.com/Jennerbander podcast. If you want to support this podcast where I slowly lose my mind word by word. Anyway, listen to this remix. Isn't the Ghostface Killer on this? Ghostface Killer, 1994, bro. What about, I would say, it's so funny, but that's 2004, actually, 2002. It's funny how people said Action Bronson sounded like Ghostface Killer. But Ghostface Killer is the best at sounding amazing and talking absolute bollocks. Class. The whole industry trying to get rid of me. Y'all must be kidding me. One, two, one, two. We hear this shit. Also, P. Diddy, fuck up, will you? Just shouting.
Come on. Staten Island. Come on. Yo. Come on. Yeah. Monster Cut Truck Valley. Champagne is spilling while we hitting every pump that my Denali hit. Outfit is 4,000 and better. The rhinestones in my Flintstone look crazy in my sweater. Paul, it's not a big fairy tale, that's my MO. With no problem, iceberg rabbits in the Fox Hill Mall. Yeah. Where I caught two more, brought four for RZA. Bad boy, thank you for the special deliver. No, catch me by the pool in my Tony Stark slippers. Wonder Woman arm, ghost is intelligent. Made 30 off a dust dime, I was killing them. Dip Castle 116, I was filling them. Them days kept a crisp dollar bill on them. I lived it out. Yeah. Special delivery. I spit it out.
So swag, don't know what he's saying. See, it's the same reason I like Bernie Mac. You're like, what are you even saying? Don't know, but I like it. This cunt's wearing a dressing gown, a fucking, the thing that's on the bonnet of a Rolls Royce on his watch that sets up about that height, and then a chain that comes down to like his dick, which has like what looks like a gold frisbee on the end of it. Goddamn savage. Anyway, see yous later. Cheers for listening, guys.
This is the remix. Special delivery. Come on. Special delivery.